Oh my god. Holy fuck. I forgot what we were doing. Oh yeah, it's
prepare
about
to evacuate hi. Soul in 3, 2, 1.
I'm the Undertaker.
I'm Ag, porn is epic cat.
And this is the Metal Enema on Solarfall Radio, www.solarfall.com.
MySpace.com/Metal Enema, metalenema@gmail.com.
Sorry if that blew out your speakers or your ears if you're listening to headphones. I was thinking about... Oh, God! That hurts. I'm wearing headphones, too. Ooh. I know we're going to get... That's going to drive some emails. You know? We always say...
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah, it's like... I can think of 4 people that we know personally who listen to this show on headphones. They're not going to be happy. Oh, my. It's still 2008, last I checked.
Yep. 4 more years!
Four more years!
Four more years! 4 more years!
We have an interesting show tonight.
Nothing you've heard on this iteration of Metal Enema.
Yeah, it's
some stuff. Will you hear tonight?
Some stuff we've never, ever played before.
Exactly.
Things, you know, because we acquire new stuff all the time, and sometimes we acquire new old stuff. We go to, you know, different places and go through LP bins and go, holy shit, what's this? And then we take it home and play it and go, oh, I see why no one bought it, you know?
Yeah. We find when people decide to sell their metal collection for meth.
So
we're contacted by brokers that want to sell private collections.
Along with their e-waste.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's Molested is still our band of the month, and we've played them before.
Yeah.
But band of the month is a different story.
Right.
But,
it's a requisite.
Right, but we're going to play a bunch of stuff that we've never played. And so that's going to be exciting. Think it will be a fresh breath of fresh air. People are like, oh, finally, no more Watain. Oh, God. Mark it on your calendar, fucker.
No more Secrets of the Moon.
Fags. Yeah, that's right. People tune into our show just to hate on us.
Yeah,
that's what
totally.
It's about.
Fag your face.
Indeed. I was thinking about when I was putting the show together, I was looking at bands to play, and actually was going by country, just kind of trying to assemble stuff, looking at bands that we haven't really touched on. And
countries we haven't explored.
Yeah, exactly. Countries that specialize in sexual tourism, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, totally.
But,
children for sale.
Yeah, exactly. Because I was thinking about Germany and Japan, 2 countries that have very prolific music scenes. But the thing that struck me was every empire that has ultimately been defeated in a world war or in a large-scale conflict is ultimately, they have rebuilding, and then their society's paradigm kind of changes. You know, Germans are still very industrious and still captains of industry.
Right.
So is Japan, but they're very technologically advanced and very media obsessed. But I think it's interesting that both countries are also typified by shit porn. I mean, if you want shit porn in mainland Europe, you go to Germany. If you want shit porn in the Pacific Rim, you go to Japan. Where I'm going...
Although I think the Germans get a bad rap with that, because we know some Germans that are very proud of their porn industry and very upset that Germany gets singled out as being the home of a lot of the more egregious porn. You know, that's the stereotype in the West, is if it's horrible pornography, it's got to come from Germany. Whereas they are quick to point out that all the really horrible stuff comes from either Sweden or Denmark.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, the European sex industry, from what we understand, feel free to write in
and tell
to
us different.
Correct us.
I mean, I don't know. I've never seen any of that.
Yeah.
So I'm just going by what the perception is.
Right. The perception is Germans all about eating porn.
Right.
Shit.
Well,
German porn's all about eating
well,
shit.
Well, they have the most famous scat porn actress of all time,
very true.
Veronica Mosier.
Yeah.
And then everybody knows Tub Girl.
Exactly.
So all I was getting at with that is I'm convinced that, you know, we were talking about the Mayan long count, you know.
Yeah.
And one of the things leading up to the Mayan long count is going to be when our country suddenly becomes famous for its shit porn.
Yeah.
You know.
When Two Girls, One Cup becomes a game show.
Oh, welcome to TG1C on the Family Channel.
Yeah. On the Hallmark Disney conglomeratorium.
Well, it still doesn't beat out swap.avi. No.
No.
I haven't seen Swap.avi, but I've read a synopsis of it, and I don't want to see it.
And one of our loyal listeners and compatriots actually was nice enough to download and burn a copy of Swap.avi and mail it to us.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it. I'm not going to. But that's South American, by the way, all that stuff.
Yeah, that's Brazilian.
Yeah. That's the new cottage industry for Brazil. Shit porn. There you go. It's happening again.
And how many times has she done Yum Yum? Five time.
What's this?
Just one of those children for sale shows that I've been watching as of late.
Oh, my.
Well, little 5-year-old girl that in the span of like 3 months, she had done Yum Yum 5 times.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Well, I'm still waiting for the third installment of Every Which Way But Loose, where it's Clint Eastwood and Pony the orangutan, the one that they were shaved and prostituted. Pony, tie your shoes. Yeah. Clint Eastwood's 72, and he's got this...
Every which way but poon, you turn me every which way but poon.
I hate that movie.
They should put Pony into that show Orangutan Island and see what happens.
Just go sleazing around, propositioning the other orangutans.
She's got lipstick and eyeshadow on.
Yeah.
Garter belts.
Well, the other thing I was thinking of since we were talking about the sex industry is I was thinking of a new marketing scheme. Here in Metal Enema, we're always trying to think of new things to make money because we don't like to work day jobs.
Right.
But I was thinking of, you know how they have the Lazy Boy chairs? You know, everybody knows what a Lazy Boy chair. For those of you who don't, it's a recliner chair, but they call them, the brand is Lazy Boy, and they're still very popular in the U.S. and always have been. But I was thinking Thailand needs to have a new chair called the Lady Boy chair. Where it's kind of a little of both, you know.
And knowing Thailand, it would actually be a ladyboy in
right,
a chair.
Right, it would just be ladyboy sitting in a chair, in a wicker chair.
And what you do is you buy the ladyboy chair, and then you just sit on the ladyboy.
Right, right.
A little weird.
Or the ladyboy sits on you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it is. You sit down just in a plain wicker chair, and then the ladyboy comes and sits on you.
And the best thing about ladyboys is they can't fake it. You know, there's no faking orgasms with a ladyboy.
Oh.
They're shooting bullets into the headboard.
Oh. Tell me you're making that up.
I wish I were.
What were you doing this weekend?
Well, I was in Thailand
with your stubble and your Ray-Bans.
That's right.
Getting picked up by the cops.
Yep.
Yep.
They don't call it Bangkok for nothing.
Nope, they don't. So, yeah, but anyway, back to our quality programming.
We have more sex crimes to talk about later on in the show.
Yes, indeed. Oh, and I saw, that's what I wanted to talk about. I finally saw The Last King of Scotland over the weekend.
Yes.
And I looked in the bonus features on the DVD for the helicopter head chopping scene.
No helicopter executions.
Nowhere in there, you know.
They didn't even touch on the cannibalism.
Well, they did. They had him having a tantrum about how people were saying that he was a cannibal.
Well, yeah, but
that doesn't
it's not count. Like the 70s exploitation film, Amin.
Oh, right,
that shows
right.
Idi Amin eating really thin strips of red meat that you, and then laughing.
Yeah. No, it was a good movie, though. It's definitely worth checking out. Forrest Whitaker's Idi Amin is fucking great.
Reprises his role from Good Morning Vietnam.
And The Shield.
Yep. Keeps turning the Jeep on when it's already on. It's running. Boggles the mind.
I forgot about that. He was really young in that movie. Now he's just like, God, what's he like, 7 feet high, that guy? He's fucking huge. He and Ving Rhames have to do a buddy cop movie together.
Oh,
that would be awesome.
That would be, yes. Yes. See, here on Metal Enema, we've had various buddy cop, teenage ninja, monkey, truck and monkey movie ideas.
Romantic documentary.
Exactly. Yeah. And one of them was going to be a Jekyll and Hyde movie with George Clooney and Chaz Palminteri.
Yeah.
So you can figure out who's Jekyll and who's Hyde, and we're not even sure yet. But that would be even better to have Forrest Whitaker and Ving Rhames as a Jekyll and Hyde. It would be Bleckle and Hyde.
Black. Yeah. Like the black exploitation. Like, he's like Blackenstein and Blackula and the Blunch Black of Blue to Blame. And then Loch Black Monster. The creature
from the Black Lagoon.
No. Oh,
the black from the
Creature Lagoon. Black.
The Black from the Creature Lagoon.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. We gotta make that. We can make that with Forrest Whitaker too. Or a remake of the Beast of Yucca Flats. Yeah. You know? Thing
Beast of Ghetto Flat.
Yeah, Beast of Yucca Black. Just take every movie and shove the word black into the middle of it.
Black Star Wars.
Black Godfather. Super Black. Spider Black. Black Man. Oh, yeah, it's going to be funky all over again. Everybody.
Black Atonement. Black Face Off.
Oh God. Black
Black Dukes of Hazzard.
Black Terms of Endearment. Yeah.
Black Sophie's Choice.
No. Sophie's Choice. Black. Okay, well, you've probably had enough of us already. It's like shit. I actually want to listen to the music for a change. So why don't we? We're going to kick it off with the band from Colombia that we've never, ever played on the show.
Are they black metal?
No, they're thrash.
Oh, okay.
Okay. This is...
Black thrash?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Power, brother. This is Witch Trap with Ripping Torment.
Black. Okay.
restate my assumption.
was Paradise Lost with Rotting Misery. Kriegsmachine before that did Mahase Bear Shit in the Woods.
Yeah, that's the Turkish version of the saying.
Mahase Bear Shit in the Woods? Yes, of course they do. He wiped his ass with the rabbit. And then Witch Trap did Ripping Torment.
I like the idea of there just being like a very big mouse trap,
right?
You know, that you put some kind of, I don't know, like Eye of Newt on the trigger and the witch comes
in. A little child on there.
Yeah. Ooh, snap. The little shoes kicking. Wow. Witch Trap.
Witch Trap Motel. Witches check in, but they don't check out, bitches.
You can always make things sound a little bit more down home when you
with bitches.
I think the
black bitches.
I think the presidential candidate who first invokes the word bitches in a speech is going to take it all. It's going to be John McCain.
It's going to be McCain.
McCain up there is like, "We need to fix this country, bitches." Approval rating through the roof. Agapunas, you are my closest advisor. I trust you for everything. Please do not fuck my third wife and get her pregnant. This is all I ask of you.
Because then I will have to cut off her arms and legs.
And then lay them...
And soar head on backwards.
And then lay them haphazardly on the tray at the morgue. If you haven't seen Last King of Scotland, check
it
out.
We just fucking ruined it for you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Whoops. Good movie. Good movie. Very black. The Black King of Scotland. Yeah.
The last Black King of Scotland. Bitches.
So they're going to have to market everything from here on out.
The bucket list. Bitches. The black bucket list. Bitches.
Black Pride and Prejudice. Bitches.
That would be funny.
Yeah. Black Pride and Prejudice.
Subtitled Ebony and Ivory. It's the heartwarming tale of love between a Black Panther and a Grand Wizard of a Ku Klux Klan.
Ooh. Not his daughter, the actual guy.
Yeah.
God damn, I never thought I'd like so much white man ass. It's different from black man ass. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's true what
God
they say.
Damn, you're giving up the mangina.
Mangina, bitches. Oh, teeth. We got to see that.
New mangina movie. Dentata.
Movie coming out where they talk, where it's basically the concept of vagina dentata.
Girl has teeth and in jaws there. In her pussy. And
yeah, at first she's freaked out by it. But
and then she grows to relish killing guys by biting off their dick with her cooch.
Even though that wouldn't kill you, really.
It would just make you stronger.
Yeah. Was that Nietzsche? That which bites my dick off makes me stronger.
Yeah.
But no, that I
it was Nietzsche Ramirez, the famous ladyboy philosopher from the Philippines.
I see.
Yeah.
He's the inventor of the ladyboy chair.
Mm-hmm.
Ah. See how we tied it all together?
Got it.
Got a theme going here, bitches. So, speaking of such things, Molested is our band of the month. And, Have we talked about that before? Because we're talking about movies, and we're talking about the point in the movie where
they say
they
the movie
say the
title
of the movie.
We're at war.
Nope. I think there's aliens in here. They might have to register you as a lethal weapon. Although they never say Star Wars Star Wars. Well, and they never actually say Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Right.
In Raiders of the Lost Ark. Huh. Hmm. Didn't know where I wanted to go with that.
But they say Deep Throat in Deep Throat.
Yeah, and they say
it's a technique called Deep Throat.
That's a movie that Idi Amin was watching in Last King of Scotland. And they do say octopussy, and octopussy, believe it or not, they actually say it.
Many times.
Yes.
You can tell they relish it.
Oh, yes. Much unlike Sean Connery not being okay with saying pussy galore.
Yeah.
We've talked about this before.
Sure.
Pussy
galore.
Yeah. Pardon me. Couldn't you just call her Poontang? That word's not so rude.
Poontang shenanigans.
Couldn't you? Yeah. You know, I was also thinking of you were talking about how, like, some of the most gruesome porn comes from Sweden, apparently.
Yeah.
Well, I was thinking of, like, Viking-themed porn for, you know, that neo-folk people.
That's all made in West Virginia, though.
Right, I know. But I was thinking that we could have movies like...
God damn, you're giving up the...
But I had this whole theme going on. I actually did this to my wife. I was like, I came into the bedroom and announced my intention by saying, "All right, baby, it's time for Ragnarok." And she's like, "What?" And I was like, "Going, that's right. You're gonna wake up in Balls Holla." Oh gosh. And would you believe I actually got laid? I was like, I can't believe it worked. I was doing this because I figured she wasn't up for it tonight. You know, figured I'd shoot my mouth off and just say whatever I wanted to. That's right up there with my whole thing about the way to find out if you're a metal guy. The way to find out that if a girl you're bedding down with for the first time is right for you is when you're like climb on top of her and right before you stick it in, you go.
You just punch right in the fucking face repeatedly.
Well, yeah, there's that. Or if she's a choke me bitch, but no,
that's
anyway.
Right.
But you climb up on top of her and right before you stick it in, you go, "And now I'm going to fuck you in the name of Satan." And if she doesn't try to get up, then you're gold, you know.
And then it's beautiful.
Mm-hmm. But after that, it's all downhill, yeah. You know. And then you realize why you shouldn't date girls you met at a strip club, yeah. You know. All right, so molested, as I said.
And now, Fenris from Enslaved.
But this time it's called Forlorn as a Mist of Grief from Molested. Thank you.
That was my favorite band, Molested, Mournful Scars, Molested Fog Flame from Stormwold EP, and Forlorn as Mist of Grief, also from Molested Blood Drum. So, I am you, Uganda. You are me.
And we are Metal Enema.
That's right. I am...
Solofall.com.fff.
I am... dot UG.
Solofall.ug.co.ug.
I am E the Undertaker Amin. Supreme ruler and president for life of Uganda. And this is my closest advisor, Agapornis.
Agapornis Shepkek.
Yes. He's white. I am black. We are like ebony and ivory together. Living in perfect harmony, side by side on piano. Yes. Why don't we?
Okay.
So they're molested.
Yes.
This is the tie-in for it. And and I'll keep it short because we've been yakking. But today on Fox News, I know Dallas man turned himself in for doing some upsetting things to his stepson, who did upsetting things to the Dallas man's 8-year-old daughter. Apparently, said Dallas man came home and found said 18-year-old stepson balls deep in said Dallas man's 8-year-old
daughter's
right. Asshole. And so said 18-year-old stepson went to jail. And the stepfather apparently said to the mother, don't let him out.
That didn't work
that way. He made bail. And so the stepfather picked up the stepson and instead of taking him home, drove him to an abandoned house somewhere, beat him with a baseball bat, and then sodomized him with a metal tool. And that's all the description it was. Then apparently he left. The 18-year-old kid was left broken and smashed and made his way to a payphone and called the police, who came and picked him up and searched the house. But I was a little bit disappointed that he had to use the metal tool. I thought he was.
You mean the creator of Metalocalypse?
Exactly.
He's the creator. Shoved the creator of Metalocalypse up his ass. A metal tool.
I thought he was gonna, you know, take matters into his own pants and just do it himself.
So you like sodomy, do you? Well, I'm going to give you all the sodomy you ever want.
I'm going to make everybody in the world sodomize you, and then you'll see how you like it. I don't know if it's done in the rest of the world, but in America there's this common sort of folk tale about punishing children for doing something wrong, like
smoking.
You catch them smoking, and what do? You make them smoke the whole pack, or you make them smoke like 8 cigars, and that'll apparently, you know, that the theory
that'll
is
learn
that'll
them.
That'll learn them, then they'll stop doing that. But I don't know if it works for sodomy.
Yeah, I think you just.
If I ever catch you sodomizing again, I'm gonna
sodomize you. You kind of got to wonder about the stepdad and what his deal was, because
well, he's obviously operating out of the Bible, you know, brown eye for a brown eye.
Well, I was going to say, if it were me, I would just have picked the kid up and just shot him in the back of the head, and that would have been it.
Shot him in the ass.
But that's called a buckwheat when you shoot someone up the ass. It's a horrible, horrible way to die. You just lay there in a fetal position going, ooh, 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 for hours. Speaking of which, we have Mortician, which we haven't played ever on this incarnation of the show. There was a point where we thought what they were doing was pretty cool and pretty crushing, and this is it. This is Driller Killer from the House by the Cemetery EP from Mortician.
Ooh. Hey, old buddy. What are you doing out here tonight? Night traveler, I see, huh? Did you stop by to have a drink with me? Hey, what you got in your hand, mister? A bill! Hey, what are you, a fixer, man? What do you got, banker's hours? Looks like you're working 12 to 12. I wouldn't want that kind of job. I tell you what, there's no job in the world that I know worth getting out of bed in the morning for. And I know something else that's good for jobs that give you a pain in the neck. This good old little bottle right here. Have a drink, buddy. Hey, come on, Mr. Cooler now. Come on, don't get excited. What do you got, problems or something? What do you got, problems with your old lady? Ah, I thought so, huh? She's taking you across the cold, giving you a hard time. Well, I'll tell you something. I got the same problem myself, man. And I got one word of advice for you. I would...
Was Malevolent Creation doing Malevolent Creation from the Ten Commandments. Before that was Et for Laurent Barn from Woodsman Infinity. Within the Storm was from Bestial Warlust, and Driller Killer was from Mortician.
Yeah, so we've never played Woods of Infinity ever. They're actually just tying it all together again. They're a child molestation band. Well, pedophilia is kind of one of their themes. I think it's just
for Satan.
Yeah, pretty much.
For black
Satan. It's just depraved, and black metal is depraved.
Yes.
It's like, I don't remember any of the black metal bands, you know, really extolling any of that, you know. I don't remember Bathory's. Oh, well, that's right. Bathory had that one song, Fucking Little Children in the Ass for Satan.
Yeah, yeah.
I forgot about that. That's the first album.
Mirror on the wall. Who's fucked the most kids of them all?
Yeah. 13 candles is usually what's on the birthday cake when I decide to start raping. And then, Bestial Warlust has rarely shown up on the show. And Malevolent Creation, Ten Commandments, I unearthed that recently, so yeah. I was like, oh, God, we got to play this again. Malevolent Creation's funny to me because they are one of the bands that really, to me, stands as the...
what not to do.
Well, yeah, well, it was... They were one of the quintessential Black Sunday bands of... not Black Sunday, but Black Monday bands of death metal, because I remember in 93 they came out with an album aptly called Stillborn. Because it sucked.
Yeah.
It's like, it was really weird. All these bands that were in, you know, the vanguard of the American death metal scene, they came out with, like, their third album. Every one of them came out with their third album. And for some reason, they all wanted to get away from the Morrisound, Scott Burns thing. So they all went to places that didn't know how to produce albums. And so you had Breeding the Spawn from Suffocation, which just sounded horrible.
But a great album.
Good album, musically, yeah. Horrible cover art.
Yeah.
Horrible production. And then you had Malevolent Creation, horrible album with horrible production.
In general, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, all those bands, you know, just fell
Incantation,
apart.
It was their, albeit their second album, but Mortal Throne of Nazarene was
bad. And yeah, but then when they redid it as the demo version of it, it was better.
Upon the Throne of Apocalypse.
Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, that album was disappointing. All those albums were really disappointing. Like, Morgoth came out with Cursed, and it was okay, but it wasn't nearly as good as the first thing.
No.
You know, so go figure. That, yeah, that wore everybody out in a hurry. And that is the one thing I will say that black metal managed to do to get kind of... Because you notice black metal hasn't gone away. It didn't end up like death metal. We've had it for a solid decade plus, as far as like the new wave, the Norwegian circle. I mean, it's still around. It's still going strong. And that's because the bands didn't burn out after two or three albums. They were
shit from the start.
Oh yeah, yeah. But if you like that, then you're in good shape.
Good hands.
No, but I mean, in all seriousness, I think about how.
And feel free to write in on how you disagree with that.
Yeah. Oh, that's total bullshit. I mean,
black metal's been dead for years. Yeah. Since 1992.
Bitches.
Black metal.
Black.
Mystifier.
Nice. Well, you know what? We've got another band with Woods in it, and they're also kind of weird. It's Forgotten Woods. This is from an album called The Curse of Mankind. It's called My Scars Hold Your Dreams. So there you go.
Yeah.
And it's a long song, so we're just going to play it and enjoy. We'll be right back. That was Forgotten Woods with My Scars, Your Dreams. I guess you didn't expect us to... My Scars Hold Your Dreams.
Yeah, it's not Opeth, My Ass, Your Face. Yeah.
That's the one decent Opeth album, My Ass, Your Face. I don't know. I didn't really have much to add to that. I think we should just keep on going. And this is another band we've never played before. This is Populous from Poland with Kursk, Medina, Kursk. Yeah.
was the song from the album Vaughn that is called Watain.
Wow. They did a song after that band?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
It's always cooler when somebody does a cover of a song and it's not as good as the original, like Celtic Frost covering
Obituary
song, yeah. Circle of the Tyrant.
No shit.
Before that was, wow, Blast from the Past, Dawn doing Ride the Wings of Pestilence.
From Slaughter Son.
I think that was their
first full length. They had the EP,
yeah.
And then that was their first full length. And
I don't even know if I still have that album anymore. I'm pretty sure that I don't.
Oh, wow.
If I do, it's in the... No,
had that
I'm
little,
pretty sure.
It had the little varnish of the nuclear explosion on the front.
Yeah.
It's actually a really classy-looking album, and I revisited it, and it's very Swedish, but
yeah.
I like it. I actually like it, so...
And before that was Populous with Curse, Medina... Curse.
Oh, I'm going to curse your Medina, baby. I'm going to curse it all night long. Isn't that a rap song?
Big no, old that's curse big Medina. Old. That's a funky curse Medina.
Okay. All right. We are on the last block of our Metal Enema. All mostly new.
All virgin childlike songs.
Yes. So.
Virgin unplugged territory.
Oh, yeah. So we've got...
We should call this show Pink Starfish.
And so it shall be.
We'll be right back. I'm not
That was Merciless from Colored Funeral. Wow, that's a blast from the past with Travel Through a Strange Emotion of Desire for Small Children. Before that, Luror from Tormenting Legends 2 compilation with Miasmal Dust of Hell.
See, my asshole dust of hell.
Yes. And before that, Order from Chaos with Apocalyptic Visions of Child Molestation.
That was Pink Starfish from Metal Enema.
Hope you enjoyed it, bitches.
I'm Black Apornis Epiblack.
Black. And I'm the... I am E.B. Undertaker Amin, Supreme Ruler of Soulfar Radio and Uganda. They call me a cannibal. I only eat one person. That does not make me cannibal. That makes me cannibal curious. It was not my thing. I go back to...
I was drunk.
I go back to eating normal food. It's no big deal.
I can quit anytime. I don't even have to eat this head and neck right now.
Just because I eat one person in my lifetime does not make me a cannibal. Yeah. I only want to experiment, to taste life, and people try to shame me for this. Fuck those people, those British.
What, are you afraid?
You're not secure in your ability to eat
in
people.
In your carnivorism?
In your omnivorousness? You're not secure in that. I see you now. Now, shut up! I'm going to get my pilot to fly upside down and chop off my heads of my enemies. And if he crashes again, I will shoot him.
And eat the motherfucker.
But that does not make me cannibal. Shut up. All right.
He was asking for it.
It was there. We'd been drinking. It was just the way it went. And sometimes
it happens sometimes.
It's what people do sometimes. Who are you to judge?
Yeah. You don't know me. You don't know my life.
I am my own person. I make my own decision. And you would not label me as a cannibal.
All right.
Kid fucker, that's one thing.
Yeah. But they never did that. All right. Good night, everybody.